Lights out.
You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
What's up, man? It's your boy Escobar Prophecy.
You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
Episode 32. We got a lot of shit to talk about, man. A lot of shit to address. First of all, I want to give a huge RP to Mac Miller. You know what I'm saying? Took a quick moment of silence for Mac Miller. Rest in peace, man. You know what I'm saying? Dope ass EMC. A lot of people wasn't up on him. A lot of people that I fuck with in my inner circle, I don't think much of them fucked with him. I know one partner who does. I know a lot of people fucked with him, though. A lot of people was fans of Mac Miller. This might be a little too loud. Very unfortunate situation, man. Apparently, he was at his own crib. And the story's still unfolding. We're waiting until the biopsy, the toxifications, or whatever the shit they call it, comes out, because it was an apparent overdose. And you know what I'm saying? We don't know what it was that happened to him. I think he was just found at his own house, because in the society we live in now, you know, you can just go on Facebook. Like, I went on Facebook. I wasn't even trying to find it when I heard about it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even trying to find, don't even care to hear shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I come across helicopters and shit. They on, above his house and shit. And it says Mac Miller died. He was 26 years old. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. You know what I'm saying? And all my condolences. Plugged In Podcast, we send our condolences out to the family, man. Y'all need to show him some respect, because I remember when that man's album came out. It dropped the same day as Astroworld. It was like, what, August 10th or something like that? And YG dropped too. YG's promo game was hard. Astroworld, Travis Scott, his promo, his marketing for his album was genius. So Mac Miller was like the loner that came out as far as albums. Let's be realistic. So, I fuck with them niggas. But, you know, his numbers, he did numbers. And that ain't even what this is all about, but it was just the simple fact that there was haters coming out the woodworks talking about, what, he still raps, and they were speaking ill on his name and shit like he wasn't a dope MC. To be honest with you, he could go toe-to-toe with Travis Scott and YG if it came down to a battle, I'm sure. But that, and it's not all about competition. You can look it up, you know what I'm saying? People was tweeting, it became like a topic of discussion how ill motherfuckers was talking to Mac Miller. And then it's like a month later, his album wasn't even out 2 months, you feel me? And he's already passed. So they're saying it's an overdose. We're all waiting to hear what's going on and what's going to happen next. You know what I'm saying?
It's the Plugged In Podcast, bitch. Whore. Bitch. Whore. Bitch.
You know, when I get
whore.
Here, man, like I told you,
yo, get
earlier,
the fuck out of here.
It's episode 32. It's the Plugged In Podcast. You know what I'm saying? September 11th, which was just yesterday, I couldn't get myself situated because I was trying to go live on September 11th, but I didn't make it. It's now the 12th. You know, y'all know about 9/11. You know what I'm saying? So it's the anniversary for the Twin Towers in New York City. So you know, God bless everybody that was affected by that situation. Moving along, what have you been hearing about this Watch the Throne shit? Because I've been hearing about this Watch the Throne shit. Like, Watch the Throne 2. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing signs and people saying shit, and I don't know. Maybe did Kanye tweet the shit? Because I'm going to be real with you. Watch the Throne, that album changed my life, my nigga. Like, that album is super fucking dope. It's so dope that I still slap that shit to this day, bro. So to hear something like that made me feel real good. You know what I'm saying? But in other news, Lil Xan, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Lil Xan, this little Mexican slash white kid or whatever. He's got to be like 20. I think he's 20 or 21. He came out recently. I don't know why this shit sound loud to me. Oh, let me tell you right now, I can't even play this. I can't even play this right now. Hold on. So, basically, what we have been doing, what was we talking about? Lil Xan? Okay, Lil Xan, his ass recently came out talking about he finna quit. He finna quit the rap shit because his contracts, he don't understand them. And after this contract with Atlantic is up, he's not rapping no more. And to me, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay, you don't understand your contracts, little nigga. Listen. What the fuck would you sign anything for if you didn't understand it? If you didn't have a lawyer or somebody beside you to help you understand it? You're over the age of 18, so you know what the fuck going on. Like,
it's the Plugged In Podcast, bitch. Whore.
I don't understand what the fuck this motherfucker coming from. See, these kids get in these situations, bro. And we didn't, and so many people have told them, just stay independent, go independent, do your own thing, boss up your own way. For example, look at Young Dolph. I think Young Dolph got a situation now, but before he had that situation, he was strictly independent. Next thing you know, you start seeing 2 Chainz around that nigga. Next thing you know, you start seeing Gucci Mane around that nigga. Just stay independent. He's in a situation, and if you look up all the videos of like Lil Xan in the last year, he's been tripping. Like, he keyed up his whole motherfucking G-Wagon. One day he just decided, I'm gonna key up my whole G-Wagon. Another time I seen him on video not too long ago, probably about 3-4 months ago, he tripped out and was like calling his dad a crackhead. I guess he had just found out that his dad does drugs. And it's like, this dude 20 years old, he's young, he's a kid. Now he's talking about he don't know and understand his contractual agreements that he signed for. Talking about this game is fake, everybody in this game is fake. Well, you knew that. You know, when you're a celebrity, it come with a lot of shit. It come with a lot of handouts. And if you ain't willing to suck a dick and be on the handout side, or be on the handout side, I mean, then you're not gonna get no play. You literally have to, like, I've never been famous, but I hear all these motherfuckers talk about it too much and how much there's so much fake shit going on in the industry. So maybe he ran into a situation where something like that came around or something like that happened.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil Xan, little ugly ass though. I don't fuck with your music. I don't fuck with you. The fact that you talking about you about to just quit, I'm glad. You need to move on to another genre or go back to doing computer programming like you was before you was rapping. That's cool. The culture don't need niggas like you. He had one little hit. It was called Betrayed or something like that, or Betrayal, if I'm not mistaken. The whole song, he was talking about popping Xans. His name is Lil Xan, and he said he used to be addicted to Zans, but not anymore. Like, the fuck is that about?
Yo, get the fuck out of here. I don't
know what that shit about. If you're now tuned in, this is the episode 32. It's the Plugged In Podcast. It's your boy, Escobar Poppington. So I wanted to touch on some other shit I heard about. Dream Doll. I don't know if y'all familiar with Dream Doll. She's a rapper, I believe, out of New York, if I'm not mistaken. And see, these is what I'm not gonna do. So apparently her and Takeoff fucking around. That's cool. I'm happy for Takeoff. Because as far as the Migos is concerned, man, they look at that nigga like Takeoff don't get the respect he deserves. And Takeoff is really responsible for a lot of these hit songs coming from the Migos. So shout out to Takeoff and Dream Doll. State of the Culture. State of the Culture is a TV show hosted by Joe Budden. And Joe has been out there. I think it like previewed the other night, because I just checked it out last night. And that shit was super dope. It was him. He hosted it. And it was who the fuck else? Scotty Beam. I don't know if y'all familiar with Scotty Beam, but she used to be on Hot 97. She's like a radio personality. You know what I'm saying? Dope ass African sister. Dope. And then Remy Ma was on the show as well. As well as this other cat named Jinx, who's just an industry dude. In the industry, I don't know exactly what he does. He's probably like he's probably an A&R, honestly. But Remy Ma was going the fuck off on Joe. I'm talking about the shit she was saying to this. She was pretty much G-checking the shit out of this nigga on live television about the Eminem situation. Because, you know, on the Kamikaze album, Eminem addressed Joe Budden. And she's on here, but like, why the fuck you won't go at him, Joe? Like, he came to fuck at your neck, Joe. Like, you just a pussy-ass nigga for not coming at this nigga. I'm like, wow. And Joe's like looking at her like, because, I mean, Joe retired. You know what I'm saying? At least he said he retired. And the fact that he said he's retired, you got to kind of respect the fact that he don't feel like he needs to even move. I mean, Joe said himself, and I fuck with Joe Budden a little bit more than Eminem. And I'm not coming from a biased situation or anything like that. It's just what it is. Like, let me see. Joe Budden had actually said that Eminem didn't say anything that moved him enough for him to just get up and start tripping and want to make a diss, a response to something that Eminem said. Eminem had addressed Joe Budden once or twice on his album recently, and one of them was a threat. If anybody's going to respond to Eminem that would really be worth hearing with something impressive, it's Joe Budden. I'm hoping we see it. But the fact that Joe's retired and he stands on the fact that he's retired, I don't see that happen. You know what I'm saying? But Remy Ma was on his motherfucking cap. No motherfucking cap. Like, real talk. Like, everybody got an opinion. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a motherfucking opinion. But Remy Ma was on the show. Like, you know, I really see why. If anybody doesn't like Remy Ma, I can kind of understand why based on the way she was acting on this show. She was tripping. Like, calm down, my nigga. Like, we know you got an opinion. She was on his cap, and I felt the same way. I had the same energy when Drake and Meek did, you know, got into what they got into. I mean, not Drake and Meek, but Drake and Pusha T. I had the same energy. But the fact that, shout out to Yo Beezy. But Yeah, it's crazy how she was coming at that nigga's cap. That shit was funny. It was hilarious. That nigga was looking at her like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, we on live television. Like, is that really how you feel? He retired though. Joe retired. He's been retired over a year. You gotta kind of respect that. He's a broadcasting media personality now. That's how I'm trying to be shit. That's why I started this motherfucking podcast. You know what I'm saying? So if you now tuned in, this is the motherfucking episode 32 of
the podcast. I'm plugged in, bitch. You are now tuned in to the Plugged In podcast. I'm plugged in.
So yeah, at the New York Fashion Week situation, they said Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans got into a fight. The fuck going on with these women in our culture? You motherfucking bitches is tripping. What the fuck is going on? First you got Cardi throwing shoes and shit at Nicki. She ain't even connect with the bitch. She walk out of there because a big ass security guard then swang the fuck back on her. Hit her in her goddamn noggin. Now she walking around with a big ass motherfucking knot on her motherfucking, all the memes was on, they was on her motherfucking cap. And then now you got Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans fighting. Now they both got to be, okay, well I guess they probably in their late 40s if they ain't 50 yet. But ladies, we got to have more respect. I don't like the fact to this day that, I don't like the fact to this day that there's only like one female rap artist at one time. There's only one and there can only be one. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. It's retarded to me. Y'all need to get along. Y'all need to do better. We love y'all sisters. There should be more than one of y'all out here getting this paper. If you can deal with the fact that there's a bunch of niggas in the top 10 or top 5 at all times, there should be a top 5. There should be a female listed in there. There should be a top 5 female rap artists. That would be dope. So I was just thinking, like, since all these niggas is getting along, like Drake and Meek, you know what I'm saying? They didn't tap back in. Drake done brought Meek, big head ass, back out on stage the other night. He performed and whatnot in Boston. They said that was super dope. You know what I mean? It felt good. You know what I mean? To see that. That's how you know Drake's just a stand up dude. You know what I mean? And also, he don't want them motherfucking problems. You hear me? Drake don't want no motherfucking problems with them Philly niggas. That's why he did that. But anyway, they cool now. Like, I even seen them niggas playing ping pong and shit. So I was just thinking, what about Ja Rule and 50? I posted it on the book the other day. Might have been yesterday. Niggas was like, hell no. Because too much street shit. Too much street shit. Niggas done, and families done been affected. Offering them two niggas, so that ain't gonna happen. Unfortunately, Ja Rule and 50 Cent, there will probably never be a reunite, or there will probably never be a get along. You can fucking forget about that shit. You can motherfucking kick rocks, cause it ain't motherfucking happening. Moving along though, the Eminem and MGK beef. These motherfuckers, like, y'all do know it's been over a week. It's got to be almost 2 weeks. And Eminem ain't dropped shit. But I noticed tonight that there's an interview on Sway. Sway's interviewing him. And I don't know what the fuck Eminem is talking about on there, but I'm sure he's addressing MGK. I'm looking for my lighter. But yeah, Eminem still has not responded. What the fuck is that about? You've lost so many points just off of that. The fact that you dropped a dope-ass album is cool. But you've lost all motherfucking rights and points because you have not responded to MGK was simply responding to you. MGK,
yo, get the fuck out of here!
MGK has some shit for his ass, too. Let's be real. And he still hasn't responded. That shit's kind of wild to me, so... Like I said, and I'll say it again, Eminem, he won the war, but he lost this battle. Yeah, that's what it is. He won the war, but he lost this battle.
I'm plugged in, bitch. You are now tuned in to the Plugged In podcast. I'm plugged in.
So yeah, y'all already know what the fuck going on with the Cardi and Nicki shit. These two motherfucking dumbass bras tripping. You know, as far as Nicki getting on Queen Radio and going to fuck off on her, like taking all the time in the world to just talk about Cardi on her radio show. Shit's corny, bro. Shit's super corny how she came out the very next day about it. Like, just addressed it. Real classy woman wouldn't even spoke on the shit, but it just kept it moving. But, you know, she want to put her side out there and get her narrative out there so people are known and will always look at Nicki. And I'm not hating on Nicki, because Nicki did the right thing. I respect Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, but I really was feeling Nicki's situation. I'm just telling y'all what the fuck going on. So, you know, she went the fuck off on her shit. I don't know how long. I ain't listened to the whole shit, but, you know, she was basically saying she never called her child anything, and she had some people call in. Like they said, 6ix9ine called in. Funk Flex was there. And she had this one woman call in, because I guess this one woman, like a year or two ago, Cardi B called her kid a monkey or something like that. So, Nicki had this woman call in. She probably threw her some money, too. But this woman called in and explained the whole situation. It was on, like, Instagram or Twitter or something. But her child... is dead, my nigga. So, to call her child a monkey, Nicki Minaj was throwing that all out there and just trying to make Cardi B look like a punk ass motherfucker. You know what I mean? So that everybody can be on her side. So we're gonna see how this all this shit roll out too, because all this shit's crazy. Kanye and Lil Pump dropped a new music video. I don't know if you've seen it. I think it's called I Love It or something. The song's trash to me. I did like Kanye's verse, but the song's trash. It feels like Kanye's just doing shit with Pump. Then I seen him with 6ix9ine. It just looks like he's just touching in with motherfuckers. Like, hey, you come from doing a Nas album, a Tiana album, Pusha T album. Album with you and Kid Cudi, your own album. Then you want to come out with some shit with Lil Pump. No offense to Lil Pump, the song is catchy, but so you know, the new YBN mixtape dropped last Friday. I ain't touched up on it. I checked it out. I don't know if y'all plugged the fuck in or not. Shit's slapping. It's cool for them three little homies. YBN Namir, YBN Jay, and fuck the other one's name is Corday. They doing their thing. I tapped in. What's good with it, Brody? Plug the fuck in. Shout out to my nigga. I ain't even listened to the whole motherfucking mixtape. They had a lot of the songs that they've already dropped come out on there. So that, it was cool just to see them actually drop something. Knowing that Nightmare, he kind of took off like, what, 9 months ago? Maybe a year, almost a year now. So that shit was pretty dope.
You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
So, nigga, you know I don't really touch up on media and shit like that. It's usually just, I mean, we started off with that shit, and then we just wanted to keep it strictly music. But, nigga, I got to tap in and plug y'all the fuck in about this Dallas cop, this police officer, this bitch. This motherfucking bitch that was off duty, still in her uniform. It's looking like she might get off. It's looking like she might get off because I seen some shit where lawmakers were pretty much saying that they see no crime in the whole situation. So it's looking like she might get off this whole situation. Botham Sherm Jean, I think. Sorry if I didn't pronounce it right. Rest in peace, brother. He was the brother down there in his own apartment that this officer got jammed in, took his life. Unfortunate situation. So I don't even like talking about shit like that because they do that shit on the news. And that ain't what I'm about. So moving along, we got Quavo. Quavo said he was finna drop an album, a solo album. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the Migos breakup is coming? Because, I mean, shit. Quavo been doing his thing lately. I'm not a huge fan. Yeah. Not even safe in your own crib. I'm not even a huge fan of Quavo, man, but you know, he do his thing. It ain't like he's trash, you know what I mean? He's out there doing his thing, but he's supposed to be dropping the album this month. And what does this mean for the Migos? What does this mean? I think it's cool, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. He got his lady. She doing her thing. Throwing shoes at Nikki and whatnot. You know? And then you got Takeoff. He's the quiet guy in the group. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to hearing it, though. You know what I mean? I fuck with Quavo a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm going to check them all out. I think the Migos will probably still stay together. I can see them dropping at least two more albums. But I also see Offset or Takeoff dropping some solo albums too. This is just the door opening for one of them to do it. So of course the Nike rollout and all of that shit was dope. You know what I mean? Starting off the NFL. I wanted to touch up on that real quick. Folks was burning their motherfucking shoes and shit. Motherfuckers was tripping in all the memes. That shit was trippy as fuck. Well, we just want to let you know from the Plugged In Podcast that we stand with you, Cap. Yes, brother. Straight the fuck up. You already know what the fuck going on. This is episode 32. And if you know, plug the fuck
up. I'm plugged in, bitch. You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
Yeah, so Blockboy JB, I thought this was interesting. Blockboy JB, the nigga from Memphis that blew up with Drake with the Look Alive song. We be doing that shoot dance, motherfucking kids be motherfucking doing that motherfucking shit, you know what I'm saying? So his dance is huge on the video game Fortnite. And motherfuckers are purchasing something to where their characters on the video game can do the shoot dance. and he ain't getting credit for it. The motherfuckers that created that shit all getting percentages from it, except for Black Boy JB. And he is the reason why they, you know what I'm saying? So he's pissed off about it. And I think it's fucked up. Leave a comment. Let us know what the fuck you think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I think 2 Milly deserves it too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody speaks on the same shit. 2 Milly deserves it. Everybody doesn't Milly rock. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doing that shit. And that nigga don't get paid for that shit at all. Niggas gotta start investing in trademarks. Like 50 went and got Get the Strap trademarked. Like that. He had been saying Get the Strap for a few months. And once he knew that it was official, he got everybody saying it. He got that shit trademarked. Lastly, I want to touch on this nigga Post Malone. Post Malone is a lucky motherfucker. I don't know if y'all heard about him lately. This motherfucker already, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago, Post Malone had to have an emergency landing in an airplane, first of all. Then second, he was in a pretty bad car crash. He actually hopped out on camera and said, God must hate me. Or must don't like me or something like that shit. Then the next thing you know, just the other day, his own crib got burglarized. Can you say bad luck? Can you say somebody don't like you? What the fuck is going on in Malone's life? That is not Plug the Fuck In. Listen, I want to shout out to everybody that plugged the fuck in with me tonight. It's your boy Escobar Poppinson, man. Make sure you share this shit. Make sure, and also, you know what I mean? I went live hella late tonight. I was supposed to go live around 11 something. Some audio shit was going on. Hope everything turned out the way it was supposed to, you feel me? And look, God bless everybody, man. Fear and love God. Amen. I'm plugged in.
I'm plugged in, bitch.